great to see this lady have a Sydney Saturday winner yesterday with a horse who has got a lot of promise, Lord Kingsley, and her trainer, Laurie Ray, has been good enough to join us. Laurie, good morning. Firstly, congratulations, and what are the plans going forward with Lord Kingsley?
Hi, thanks. Yeah, I'm still sort of looking at the calendar to work out what I'm going to do with him. I think I'll just keep racing him through his grades, keep his confidence levels up.
Did the race play out in the favour of Lord Kingsley? Your lead choreographer just took the field on and made a real chase affair of it. But that seemed to suit the way that Lord Kingsley runs, Laurie.
Oh, definitely, yeah. One of my owners was worried there wasn't going to be enough speed in the race. And I was like, oh, sometimes when there's no speed on paper, they normally do run along. So it did work out well for Lord Kingsley because he likes to just settle at the back of the field. And he's just got this great finish, a great turn of foot. So obviously when the speed's on, he's always going to be right in the finish.
Laurie, he showed flashes of that potential last season. I remember a day he ran second in the Murrumbidgee Guineas. It was a super run, but is it fair to say he had his little issues last prep, but you've seemed to have ironed those out? You've harnessed his talents. He's 3 from 5 this prep and was just beaten in a Sydney Saturday meeting prior to yesterday's win.
Yeah, definitely. Look, he used to get a bit of a sore back last prep, but we've worked out how to fix that, and he hasn't got any soreness in him at all this preparation. And I think just mentally, he just mentally wasn't ready last preparation. He put in the odd bad run.
Yeah.
I've worked out how to work him too now. So just, finding out the key to him, basically, and he's performing this prep.
And you do all the work. Is that right, Laurie?
All the riding?
Yeah.
All the riding, yeah. Yeah.
I do, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
Well, that gives you a great insight then. The 1800 was when he was just beaten previously. The 2000 metres, do you think that's a better fit for him?
Yeah, I do think so. He's even Tim got off him yesterday and said he might even get 2400.
Okay.
It opens up some doors.
Yeah, Laurie, you've been training for about 4 years now. Do you prefer the training side of it? Do you miss the riding side of it?
Oh, look, I did love riding. Loved it, but I'm not a natural lightweight and I couldn't do it. You just got to move on. And I love training too. I love spending time with the horses and it's probably, my passion.
And you said Timmy came back and talking about maybe getting to the 2400. He also came back without his whip.
That
was a little bit lucky because from what I understand, Lord Kingsley's a horse that needs a little persuasion.
He sure does, yeah. Probably the whip rules these days aren't in his favour. But the horse is just... He wants to win now. I think he's just mentally grown up, and luckily Tim got in there yesterday.
Well, he showed that determination to win yesterday in that tight finish. Laurie, what does a Sydney Saturday winner mean to someone like you? Only got a small team out there at Warwick Farm, but what would this win hopefully mean for you?
Oh, it's just I think everyone dreams of that Saturday winner, and I've only got a stable. I've got about 15 horses on my books now, but there's 10 in work at the moment, and I've only had 2 horses capable of going to a Saturday race, and we've had a few photo finishes to finally get the monkey off the back. It's pretty big.
It's fantastic, Laurie. Congratulations on that. It's a bit of a breakthrough there yesterday, and let's hope it's the first of many for you with Saturday winners in the city. Congratulations on that, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laurie.
There is Laurie Ray, and she had a winner with
Lord Kingsley.
Lord Kingsley. You want to keep your eye out for Lord Kingsley. It was a very good finish.